Thanks for calling customer support. This is Kira. You're speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just got a call from my credit card. Somebody tried to charge a reoccurring payment or something. So I need to figure out what's going on. So this is the number they gave me.
Okay. Can I have that zip code, please? Let's see. Do we have an account for you?
Zip code?
Mm-hmm.
47130.
First and last name?
Marcus Sheckles, yeah. Just make sure you clean up what y'all doing. We're about to go eat in a minute.
And for security purposes, can I use you to verify that shipping address?
5826 Pine Street, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47130.
All right, so I do see here that you have the Keto Ascend, Keto and Cleanser that reduced appetite, increased metabolism, and get rid of body of toxins. On March 1st, it said that it was billed for shipping and handling for the Keto Ascend, Cleanse, and Keto. And when you pay shipping and handling for that product, it states in the terms and conditions when placing the order that you are starting a 14-day trial. So if you didn't call and get your account canceled within those 14 days, you are billed the full amount of that product and sent out, like, shipments of that product. So, reoccurring, basically.
So, if I'm not mistaken, I definitely checked on the, or canceled it. I'm very adamant about doing stuff like that. So I'm not sure what needs to be done, but it needs to be canceled.
Okay.
So you're telling me I pay shipping on March the 1st, $6.70. I see that charge on my credit card.
Mm-hmm. It was $6.70 for the Keto and then $7.45 for the Cleanse. So you will bill the full amount for both of those products on March 17th. And that was $92.90 and then $91.89. And then they tried to bill you for this. That was in March. They tried to bill you for this month today for $92.90, but that one declined.
So is there a reason why it was charged for the shipping on one day and then there was another day that it was charged? I don't understand that.
Well, it was shipping because you are billed the full amount after the 14-day trial if you didn't call and cancel. So that's why it was March 1st when the shipping and handling was paid for and then billed on March 17th. It starts from the time you order it until the 14 days are up. And then for the next month, which is April, which they tried to be for this month, but it declined.
So, all right, so let me understand something. This is where it's getting me, though. So even if they charge me after that 14 days, I didn't get anything in the mail after that.
Okay, let me check here.
So I got something one time, just like you said, that trial starter. I got something one time, but I've never received anything else. So the $92 and the $91 that I got charged, I never received like a second shipment of anything. And then I just tried to get charged today for a third shipment. So I definitely need my money back for the first two shipments or the second and third shipment. Or, you know, I think you know what I mean. I didn't,
mm-hmm.
I haven't received second batches.
Oh, okay. Okay, did you try the product out? Because we can reship you the order.
No. Definitely not. See, so now I feel like I'm getting got now because I've not got even the trial that I didn't know I was paying the second time for. So it would be okay if I actually got something that I got charged for. I would totally understand it. So now you're trying to send me stuff that I've already paid for last month, and they're trying to charge me again today. So I need this canceled, and I need my money put back on for the $92.90 and the $91.89.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. So I do have your account canceled, and I have the cancellation number when you are ready, and I did give you a full refund of $99.89 and $19.90.
All right, I'm ready.
All righty. All righty. So that is C as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
85.
Mm-hmm.
C as in cancel. 2376.
Mm-hmm.
131.
All right. Does it take, I'm sure it takes a few days for that to go back on there, doesn't it?
Yes, on our end, it takes 3 to 5 business days, but you can also get in contact with your bank to see how long on their end as well.
All right. I definitely appreciate all your help.
Yes, sir. You are so very welcome, and thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.